Volunteers spent a fourth day today searching for missing hiker 48-year-old Sharon Bice. Yesterday's efforts resulted in no new leads. Bice was reported missing Saturday evening after she didn't show up for a planned group hike with the Juneau Alpine Club. KTOO's Lisa Fu was at the command center at the top of Mount Roberts Tram yesterday.
Alaska state troopers say Southeast Alaska Dogs Organized for Ground Search, or Sea Dogs, have detected the scent of Sharon Bice on the Mount Roberts Trail where teams have been searching. Her scent was first detected on the trail above Mount Roberts Tram Sunday. Tuesday morning, a different search and rescue dog detected her scent closer to the Mount Roberts trailhead near the parking lot on Basin Road. Bice's black Honda Civic was located there Saturday morning by a friend. Trooper Sergeant Timothy Burt says these are good leads and confirms the search team is on the right track, but a lot more information is still needed.
We don't have a lot of clues. Right now we're doing area-based searches, the trail corridor, and other routes along the ridgelines and hills here. We haven't found any clues to go off of to base our searches on.
Bice was first reported missing 10:30 Saturday evening, and the search effort started a few hours later around 1 a.m. Sunday morning. The search has been confined to where Bice might go for a day hike. Burt says there's no indication that she went on anything longer since her overnight backpack was found in her house and she had a hike scheduled the following morning to Hawthorne Peak. Troopers haven't found Bice's cell phone. Burt says the cell phone company hasn't been able to identify the phone's location, indicating it could be turned off. The Coast Guard conducted a helicopter search Sunday evening with night vision and thermal imaging devices, but didn't come up with any leads. The Search and Rescue Command Center is located in the Mount Roberts Tram restaurant. James Dooley is with Juneau Mountain Rescue.
And we're up here because it gives us a better line of sight for our radios with our search teams out in the field, as well as just kind of puts us closer to the incident. It's also a convenient jumping off point for our search teams because our search is kind of centered in this area right now.
Two teams were deployed by helicopter to Mount Juneau and the Gastineau Peak area early Tuesday morning, while the rest of the roughly 20 searchers hiked up from the tram or from the Mount Roberts trailhead. Dooley says ground searchers work in teams of two or three.
In search and rescue, you don't necessarily look for the person. I mean, that'd be great, but you look for clues, looking for anything and everything that might be related or not related, but you just want to document it, you know, shoe tracks, wrappers, pieces of her property or things that can be tied back to her, just anything that that might give us some clue or some bit of information.
Bice was last seen Friday morning between 9:30 and 10 a.m. at Alaska Marine Lines.
The last person we know that saw her on Friday said that she was wearing bright colored like exercise clothing, and it seems fairly consistent as to what her friends say she usually hikes in. And she currently has a black cast on her left hand and is described as very active, very fit.
Bice has lived in Juneau for about 10 years. She's a physical therapist with Juneau Physical Therapy out of its Valley location inside the Alaska Club. Sergeant Burt reminds hikers to carry a form of communication and wear bright clothing. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.